latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start the news with Vincent Kompany, and he believes Kevin De Bruyne should have won the PFA Premier League Player of the Year, but had admitted that it's important for Mohamed Salah to have received the recognition. Salah pipped De Bruyne to the crown for scoring 43 goals in his first season at Liverpool. De Bruyne has been the best player for the team with the top flight this season, assisting a league-high 15 goals. Kompany feels Man City's master brain should have won the award, but admits it's having a big impact for Salah to have claimed it. He told CNN, "I'm going to be biased, I'm going to say yes, of course, but De Bruyne deserved it. But how can you take away from Salah what he's achieved as an African player, which I'm happy about as well? It's important for a lot of reasons. It's going to have a big impact in his country and for the continent as well. But Kevin is a master brain of football. The way he sees and understands the game is beyond what you can see in terms of ability from any player, and that is why it's difficult to categorise Kevin's performance. If you take the full package, the passes, the amount of action he's made that was so clever and different from what anyone else would have done, you would have put him on another level." Moving on then into other news, and Napoli are trying to drive up the price of Man City target Jorginho amid growing interest. Pep Guardiola has admitted he is one of the targets he wants as a long-term successor to Fernandinho. 26-year-old has been targeted as well by Manchester United and Liverpool, who both plan to strengthen in the summer, but reports now claim that Napoli are putting the price up to try and get a bidding war. Finally, and David Silva is set to return for Manchester City's clash with Huddersfield on Sunday. And Pep Guardiola is unlikely to rotate Raheem Sterling. Reports suggested that, several players could be rested this week. Silva travelled to Valencia several times this season to visit his partner, as to then their son, Matteo, who was born prematurely in December. The 32 returned to Manchester this week and has trained the rest of the squad. Kyle Walker is a doubt, but the England pack took part in a training session. Elsewhere, Guardiola has been expected to rotate his side. Leroy Sané has been on the bench, and Sterling was believed to be the next in line for a rest. But Guardiola is desperate to overhaul the points target set by Jose Mourinho's men a couple of years ago. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.